When I was 5, I was shy. And I was told if I didn't start to talk at school, I'd have to stay back a grade or two. I was still quiet, though, quietly told what I thought was the truth. My swollen tonsils clogging potential for the spoken word. And then came the day I had to have those tonsils removed. I was quietly nervous, chewed on my nails, wrapped my arms around my mother, and I quietly cried. But when it came time to face the largest needle I'd ever seen in my life, even though the two younger boys who shared my room only said ow when they got the shot, nurses asking why such a small, quiet girl couldn't do the same when I squirmed from their aim, and it was right then that I couldn't help but let out a great roar. My arms were flailing, my legs were splaying, my lungs were wailing. I made so much noise for a girl of just 5. It took that many nurses to hold me down till the shot hit my side, but it did not quiet my roar. And when I was in my teens, my mother told me that it was time to transform. The facts of life scared me to death. Yet I remained composed, still so very quiet, quietly grieving the loss of my childhood, quietly fearing this strange new world of women. And I read the books, listened to the facts, quietly nervous about what was in store. So I chewed on my nails, wrapped my arms around my best friend, and quietly cried. Waiting for the blood of womanhood to arrive, and when it did hit, my quiet subsided and transformed into a deep, dark roar. My arms were flailing, my legs were splaying, my lungs were wailing. It took 5 Tylenol to keep me down till I came to grips with the curses inside, but they did not quiet my roar. And when I was having my babies, quiet, pregnant mother with little children on my mind. Baby names selected and had the crib ready. And I would quietly hum and sing songs to my unborn baby and tell my friends that pregnancy was such a delight. Went to the classes, practiced my breathing, quietly fearing what childbirth would feel like. So I chewed on my nails, wrapped my arms around my husband, quietly cried. As the sharp pulsing of my baby's arrival began to storm at my insides, and when it got stronger, my quiet started to slowly die and instead gave birth to a great howling roar. My arms were flailing, my legs were splaying, my lungs were wailing. I grabbed the arms of the 5 nearest nurses and pinched so hard till I drew their blood. They told me to stop, let go of their arms, instead do the breathing, try to be calm. I only started to bellow mantras of unlikely calmness within my head until I felt I could take no more, and my quiet nature once again turned into roar. Sit here quietly waiting, watching my children grow and my life passing by. I'm in the middle of life and feeling the changes inside my veins, thoughts, and my mind. And I talk to my friends who are older women, share the quiet feelings that I nurture inside, knowing the biggest change of my life for being a woman is only a few years away from this time. So I am quietly nervous, chew on my nails, wrap my arms around my own morphing body, and quietly cry. But when it comes time to face my life changes, I will once again let this quiet subside and once again permit myself to cry out, to break the sound barrier of my life and give myself one more chance to close my eyes, to open my mouth, to take in the air and feel the occasional rage of being a woman within the deep loudness of my roar.